this morning by magicians Young and Strange. They are bringing the part of the Champions of Magic show at Playhouse Square in Cleveland for an extended holiday run. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Bruce. How are you?
I'm great. So who is Young and who is Strange?
I'm Young.
And I am Strange. Oh. There's Richard Young and Sam Strange. They're our genuine names, so it obviously took a long time to come up with the act name.
Absolutely. What happened to Strange and Young? Or was there a battle to figure out who came first in this order?
It was an ongoing conversation for several months, yes.
I had to take second fiddle.
Well, you're bringing a special brand of magic. How would you describe what you do in the world of illusion?
Well, this show we're bringing to Cleveland on December the 27th is a real spectacle. It's five of the UK's best magicians, and we're all very, very different. So, you know, we've got a close-up magician, we have a mind reader, we have a manipulation act, and then we do grand illusions, so the largest spectacular type of magic you can think of. That's what we do in the show.
What was it back in the day that you guys got together and decided, I want to try this?
Yeah, I mean, we've been friends since we in our teenage years, and we sort of grew up learning magic together. So that sort of infectious enthusiasm spurred each other on. And then it wasn't until, I guess, we were in our early 20s when we decided to form an official double act and do large-scale stage illusion.
Well, who inspired you? Who are some of your magician heroes that you looked towards or thought, wow, I wanted to know how to do that?
Well, although we're from the UK, our influences actually are American magicians, so that's why we're so excited to be here to perform where they have. Obviously, David Copperfield is probably our biggest influence. He's an absolute hero to us.
Yeah, amazing.
And we're talking with illusionists Young and Strange. They are coming to the Playhouse Square December 27th for a big holiday show. How do they do close-up magic on a big stage like that?
Well, it's an interesting one because we have large projection screens in the theater, and that allows you to capture the expressions and the actual magic on a big screen. So you get the beauty of the art form of close-up magic, which happens right under the guests' noses, but then it's also projected to the theater.
Now, as somebody who's a magician, do you enjoy magic? Not, I know you're performing it, but have you got to the point where you go, I know how that's done, I know what's going to happen here, or do you allow yourself to be suspended and sort of follow along with the magician and enjoy it as much as we do?
Well, we love it, and we're so lucky to do this for a living, but also when we are fooled by a magic trick, although it's very rare, it's an incredible thing. Obviously, because we do have a quite a deep knowledge of magic, so on the odd occasion that you know we see something that we don't understand, it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling for us.
Which one of you is the better magician?
Mate, that's me, definitely me. Yeah, that sounds strange, just put on record.
Do you guys ever have a sense of, I don't know, danger or fright on stage when you do some of these things?
Yeah, in fact, our act in particular is really exciting to watch because there is some genuine danger and risk in what we do. We have, you know, some stuff that can, it's just different every single night. And, it's very, very exciting to watch what we do, including at one point in our show, we will attempt to walk through the spinning blades of a 10-foot-high industrial fan.
And just to put that in context as well, Bruce, just to let you know, we don't have any travel insurance at the moment.
I think I saw Bruce Willis do this in a Die Hard movie, if I'm not mistaken. So I've seen it done before, I guess that was with CGI. When you're coming up with these sort of ideas for the trick, I mean, like, is there an off-season for you where you kind of work on stuff and think, hey, I'd like to, you know, or maybe you saw an industrial fan and you thought, I wonder if I could use that or try to use maybe things that are in the consciousness of, you know, today's youth or people, what they see out there?
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it, where you draw inspiration for coming up with material. I mean, we've got quite a deep-rooted friendship, so we try and let our characters and our friendships sort of shine through a lot of the routines we come up with. And I guess that's a good starting point. But then, you know, you do come up with notes on your phone or things that you see that inspire you. Also, you can go through, because we're members and quite proactively involved in the magic community over in the UK, there's lots of old books and lectures and ideas you go to just to draw a bit of inspiration.
Is there a time when other members of the community, the magic community, inspire you as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's so much amazing magic out there these days. And what's wonderful about modern technology is that it's easy to see now with YouTube and Facebook and things like this. You know, magicians can share their magic and their creations instantly online. So, you know, whereas when we started getting into magic, we'd be lucky if a magic show came to our town once a year. You know, now you can go straight to YouTube to watch it. But there is nothing like seeing it live. If you've never been to a live magic show, then do come and see our show in Cleveland at the Playhouse Square, because, you know, it's something really special to see it with your own eyes right in front of you, a few feet away.
It is all too easy when you watch magic on television or online. You go, yeah, but I mean, if I was there, I wouldn't be fooled by that, or it must be a camera trick, or it must. But when you go and see it live and you have the same experience, it sort of blows that theory out of the water.
It would seem to me that maybe magic nowadays, with all the technology, might be more difficult because, as you say, with the internet, people can kind of look things up, maybe figure things out, or they can maybe use their camera to record things or something. Is there more of a challenge then to sort of perform in that way to fool somebody?
It's certainly difficult to instill that element of amazement when you can look at the wonders of a mobile phone and realize what it's capable of doing. I mean, we live in such an age which is so advanced with technology, it's very difficult to try and trump that with a magic effect. But, we do our best.
Also, you know, magic, the secrets of magic tricks, you know, many of them are the only things left in the whole universe that you can't Google the secrets of. So, again, it's all about coming to see it live and having that experience of seeing it with your own eyes a few feet away. You know, that's always when it will be its most powerful. It's much more powerful live than it ever is on TV or video.
What's the best response you get to a trick? People applauding? People sort of with their jaws dropped? Silence? I mean, what is it that you know, okay, we've hit it and we've done what we came out to do?
Well, it's an interesting one, because if you think about what would really make a good magic trick as a reaction, if you saw someone genuinely levitating on the street just as an impromptu thing, your reaction wouldn't be applause, it wouldn't be cheering, it would just be that moment of complete astonishment and silence. And although that is followed by applause, to get that one moment of genuine awe and wonder is what we try to do.
That's when you hear everybody's brain either smoking or kind of twirling around, clicking, trying to figure out what just happened. What did I just see? That kind of thing.
That's it. You got it.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Again, you've got the Champions of Magic show at the Playhouse Square coming up December 27th, and we invite people to get the tickets for that. Enjoy a good look at magic and see Young and Strange. And who else is part of this Champions of Magic show?
So you've got a bird manipulator called Edward Hilson, who makes birds appear, doves, and does a levitation. You've got Faye Presto, who's a female magician who does the close-up magic you referred to earlier. Then you've got Alex McAleer, who's a mind reader. So what are the gestures and the way he talks to people influences their decision. And then you've obviously got us, who do the big spectacular stage illusion.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.